The California State Division of Motorists. Motorists are advised to carry chains on Interstate 80 over the Sierra this morning. There's some snow on the pavement from Kingvale to the Donner Lake Interchange if you're driving in that area. U.S. Highway 50 over Echo Summit is open, but chains are required from Twin Bridges to Myers. Have you got that? Lamar Sherlock is in his most sarcastic mood. At the end of this story from UPI, it says, this report was issued at 7:35 a.m. And in parentheses behind it, Lamar wrote, last week.
At Flying A, we worry.
At Flying A,
we worry about your car.
See your Flying A dealer for full details today.
Void where prohibited or restricted by law.
On KYA, it's time to play
the name game.
For a chance to win $12.60, call KYA now at Garfield 86629. That's Garfield 86629. And let's play the name game. Ralph, you've got your hands in the air. Are you waving because our team scored a touchdown, or do we have a difficulty with records? I see. Give me number 23. Now everybody knows what 23 is on the top 30, but that's all right. We don't have any secrets around here. 26 and a half before 10 at KYA. Here's Roger Miller in King of the Road.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents, no home, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing boom buys a
4 foot. Roger Miller, King of the Road, that's been around a long time, oldest record on the top 30. 24 before 10 at KYA. We'll be playing the name game in just a minute.
Let Beneficial put cash in your pocket today.
This year, by April 15th, you may very well find you owe more money for taxes to Uncle Sam than you thought you would. And that's because not enough was withheld from many paychecks to cover last year's income tax. But to help tide you over, why not take advantage of Beneficial's taxpayer offer? Just call Beneficial and apply for the cash you want for income tax, for your real estate taxes, or for any good reason. Chances are you can pick up your cash the same day you call. So why not do as the Beneficial song says and let Beneficial put cash in your pocket today? Right here in the Bay Area, over 60 Beneficial offices are within the sound of my voice. See the white pages of your phone book, for the office nearest you. Time to play the name game. I've got Dave Gussett of 642 Cedar Avenue, San Bruno on the line. Dave, what disc jockey do you want to pick?
Bobby Mitchell.
Emperor Gene Nelson.
Jim Washburn.
Bobby Mitchell.
Big Daddy Tom Donahue.
Tommy Saunders.
Russ the Moose Syracuse.
Tommy Saunders.
Tommy Saunders.
Sorry, Dave. Wrong one this time around, but better luck to you next time. Okay, bye-bye. No winners this morning on my show, but that's the kind of morning it is. It's going to rain on us. We play the name game every hour, though. You'll get another chance next hour with Jim Washburn to win $12.60. 22 and a half before 10.
Hey, 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 Frankie, hey. I want to know,
I much prefer the original version by Bruce Chanel, but there are a lot of people that don't remember the original version, and for them, they may like that record. It's done for the Highlights, English Group, and Hey Baby. 20 and a half before 10, KYA time. The rain hasn't started yet, at least not on Knob Hill, but it is supposed to sprinkle a bit today.
Dealing man, dealing man, dealing man. Your Plymouth dealer is a dealing man.
Deal, deal. See your dealing Plymouth man at Bonacera Plymouth City. How's that for a name? 477 South Market Street, San Jose. Bonacera Plymouth City.
1260.
May take you a while to get that name down pat, but once you've got it, you'll never forget it. 19 before 10. These are the Miracles. And ooh, baby, baby. The real drag. With more of a beat.
I did you wrong. My heart went out to play. But in the game, I lost you.
KYA, Pulse Beat News.
KYA temperature 54 degrees. Good morning, Lamar Sherlock. Reporting in Saigon, the U.S. Embassy says civilian aid official Joseph Greener of Hartford, Connecticut, has been killed while a captive of communist guerrillas. The 39-year-old father of four was captured while on a tour of the Vietnamese countryside last August. The embassy said he was killed January 12th. More of the Gene Nelson Show in a moment.
KYA weather.
It'll be cloudy today, a few sprinkles this morning, drizzle of rain tonight, and a chance of showers tomorrow. High today 58 to 65, low tonight 45 to 50. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. 54 degrees now in San Francisco. Oakland and San Rafael 55, and San Jose 56. Lamar Sherlock, KYA News.
You are listening to Radio KYA, the first word in news.
Oh, yes.
The last word in music.
Hi there, 13 before 10 at KYA, the Upper Gene Nelson Radio Program. How are you?
Mrs. Brown, you put on the doctor.
It's only been out as a single for about a week and a half, and you wouldn't believe the sales. Well, maybe you would. It's a very big record. Let me put it that way. Miss Brown, you've got a lovely daughter, Herman's Hoynes. At 10 minutes before, and you have a lovely daughter, and I'm sure that Mrs. Brown won't let her go out with any of Herman's Hermits. What a disreputable-looking crew. So if you want to go out with my daughter, come back here with a haircut, young man, you messy-looking beatnik. It's 10 minutes before 10 at KY on Saturday morning. Remember, I mentioned the fact that Tommy Saunders had worked so long here without a day off, he had set some kind of an Olympic record for consecutive days on the air without a breather. And I said I thought he ought to get a day off, and I thought Tommy Saunders fans ought to write to the boss. Well, they did. And one person sent me a copy of the letter that she sent to the boss. Says, "Dear boss, you are a rotten boss. You are a rotten boss for not giving Tommy Saunders at least a week's vacation with pay. He really deserves one. I know how tired he is, and he never complains. Tommy's going to college and has to work hard, both with homework and with all the work piled on him on the air. Not to mention all the girls he goes out with, which is pretty wearing, too." That wasn't in the letter. "If you don't give him some time off or do something, I'm going to write to my congressman." That's the letter they sent to the boss. Well, I'm glad you're responding to my appeal, but if that's the kind of letter that's going to go to the boss, do me a favor. When you send the letter, don't tell him who put you up to it, right? See, I have this house that I have to pay for, and I need the job.
Ellen, there's someone at the door. Helen?
Oh, never mind.
It's a dog. See, I told you.
Hello. For God's sakes, it's a dog.
A sales dog, if you please.
Get out of here, you dog.
Hello.
Step on your tail.
Hello. Hello.
I'm going to tie a knot in your tail some morning, robbing a hound. Gee, it's always best not to know some things in life, because then I can be honest on the air. For example, I never like to know what guy has a certain record, you know, who distributes it, because it might be a guy that I like, and, you know, I'd feel badly saying something bad about the record. So to go along in my ignorance is better. Then I can be perfectly honest. And there's a young guy who is drawing some pictures, a very good artist, and has drawn some pictures for the Royal Commandos from time to time that I got a big kick out of. And one morning he called me up and said, "Hey, I thought we were friends." I said, "We are." He said, "Well, my dad has the Callo account. He wrote those commercials."
1260.
And then there I am, feeling low as a snake's tummy. 7 before 10 o'clock, Golden Gate retime. The late Johnny Horton sinking the Bismarck. Drop another one on.
In May of 1941, the war had just begun.
What happened there? He just disappeared. Johnny Horton sank the Bismarck. I guess they sunk it before they planned to. The whole thing got wiped out. It's 4 minutes before 10 at KYA. Some awfully kind cards in the mail this morning. There's some Easter cards in the mail. There's an Easter card for Christopher Ty, which is cute with a little bunny on it. And here's a wish for you in your new home card from the Steve Cataline family in El Cerrito. Thank you very much. That's quite kind of you. Sooner or later, nearly all of us need to borrow money, speaking about buying a new home. And when money is the problem, Morris Plan offers one good answer. With a bill consolidation loan, you may pay worrisome accumulated bills and repay in convenient monthly amounts. To borrow money for any worthwhile purpose, see the helpful people at Morris Plan. There's an office near you. Among the 11 Morris Plan offices serving the Bay Area, he has the new office at 3232 Geary Boulevard, the downtown San Francisco office, and those in Westlake, Palo Alto, Sunnyvale, and San Jose.
A World's Fair for teenagers. A KYA exclusive at the San Mateo County Fairgrounds now. Athletic competitions and exhibitions. Daily free fall from over half a mile in the air. Every day from noon to midnight, the 1965 Teenage Fair. See you there.
I've had complaints by mail from a number of young people who have got sucked in by these magazines. You know, the ones that are printed on cheap paper and have all the pictures saying,
learn the truth about Liz Taylor.
Or
the Beatles tell all.
That kind of garbage. You know, they have names like Teen or Flash or Movie or so on. Well, a lot of these magazines are offering press passes to kids that'll write in. See, they give you a press pass, and then you're an official reporter for Scaife magazine. And kids bite on it, and then they get this press pass, and they think it's going to be great things. You know, they can go in anywhere, go into the Cow Palace, say, hello, I'd like to interview Ringo. Here's my Scaife press badge. And it doesn't mean anything to anybody. A policeman will take one look at that and say, get out of here, man. Pay your $7.50 and sit in the back row. So a lot of kids are disappointed because the press passes aren't doing what they thought they would do. I just thought I'd mention it so you don't get sucked in. Forget those press passes. They aren't worth a nickel. It's 2 minutes before 10 o'clock. Through fan jets to New Orleans twice daily on Delta Airlines. Press pass indeed. Well, those magazines know about press anyway. Mighty Meaty Marty just came in and said, who are they anyway trying to cut in on our racket? With radio press passes, which aren't good for much either, to tell you the truth. Eh? I showed my KYA press pass to a policeman one night. He took one look at it and said, so what are you doing? So listening for funds?
I know, officer. I want to get and see Ringo close up.
Difficult with press passes. Four times we sent Lamar Sherlock to the scene of a riot to report it, and four times he got arrested. Well, it's time once again to end my so-called work day and go home and really work. Wish I could stay here a little longer. From the looks of things, I may. I don't see Jim Washburn. Anybody hear Jim Washburn's squeaky brakes? No one. Anyone hear the rustle of his corduroy trousers as he does the Watusi up the hall? Slowly fingering his beard as he goes, like one of the great mystics in India. Always fingers his beard and then comes on with something on the air that nobody understands. That's the way mystics are. I'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 until 10, under the breakfast table. Hold on to your hat till then. Auntie Babe saying Tatska the High, wishing you lots of luck, much money, and a laugh a minute. AM and FM San Francisco, and I'd just like to say one thing before I leave this morning. I got my coffee this morning from Charlie's Gidung. Charlie, you still hold the record for the worst cup of coffee in the entire world. 54 degrees downtown at half a minute past 10 o'clock. Hold the coffee bubbles. I've got a couple of things to wrap up here that may take until you get all the furniture moved around.
Here is music with Jim Washburn.
Here he is.
Jim, it stops in KYA land.
Always keep the Emperor guessing. That's the only way to keep him on his toes. And very pretty toes he has, too.